in Portugal. Side one. The first sounds are those of the sardine fishermen discussing their catch down in the Algarve, down on the docks of the coast of the Algarve.
Agora só espera, não. Olha a carga de trabalho.
Já está com essa lova?
You want to go there?
Quem vergonhaste? Eu tinha medo de dizer, que essa gente não percebe. O cor rua diz o papagaio. Olha, ela está a ouvir. Vê, tem o aparelho aqui na mão para estar ouvindo. Aqui é aqui, aí.
Olha ver se aqui é nuvem.
E a chaputa e a chalema.
O outro é outro.
Caramba! Pai, olha a montanha de caixas que eu fiz. Acabou as caixas.
Now to explain some of the sounds you just heard. We're in Portugal now, and those were the sardine fishermen talking and the buyers down at the docks discussing what price they'd give the fishermen. Then we have the jingle of bells and horses' hoofs. That also is in the picture. They were delivering the ice that the sardines would be packed in. After that, we went into the sardine packing canning plant, and we filmed Manuel Ramirez. Manuel Ramirez. We're just giving you the pronunciation of his name. He is the owner of the sardine plant. And speaking of pronunciation, you probably know it, but nevertheless, down in the Algarve where we filmed Henry the Navigator's school out on the promontory, it's in the town of Sagres. S-A-G-R-E-S. I don't know, one could see it and think it was Sagres or Sagres. It's Sagres. Sagres. Also down here, beaches are called praia. For instance, when we film the beach that you'll see with the rocks, those wonderful red rock formations, it's Praia de Rocha. Rocha means rocks, beach of rocks. But the beaches are called praia. The next sound now on the tape is the sound of one of the windmills that you'll see with the sails that are turning to grind the grain. Now, it sounds like a bunch of noise at first, but if you keep listening, there's one point where the wind is singing through the sails, and you hear the creaking. You hear the creaking of the windmill. So keep listening. Point just before I started talking is the part where the windmill is singing. You hear the rush of wind. Otherwise, it sounds like a bunch of jumble. It was just before I started talking again that you will hear it. So go back a little bit, and that's the perfect part. Where they're selling now fish down at the docks.
Estou a agarrar aqui a arleta agora. Já não. Estou a agarrar aqui a arleta agora. Se quis vir, está aqui debaixo desta caixa. Para qualquer vez, se não vou ver. Eu já estou a cuidar com o peixe. Quero te ir. Seguinte. É vindo o cropão. É, bicho, custa um quilo agora para acabar. Levar a carapalina, adorada, à linguado, à pregado.
O homem das caldeiradas.
À cação e cavala. Quem quer enterrar a cavala. Há peixe lindo. Há carapau de gato. Vamos levar o peixe lindo. Há boa sarda.
These sounds are down at the dock in Sesimbra with the fishermen just selling their fish to anybody who comes along. They're calling out the prices and the type of fish.
É tudo vindo. Bora, o que faz? É vindo. É 20 minutos aquilo que é carapau, lá bora! Há linguada, há choco! Há carapalinha, 20 minutos aquilo! Uma freguesinha! Há o bilhete do cara daqui, aquele que disse hoje!
É 20,
para cá, o cara era 30! Há o cara era 30, agora é 20! É por conta do pescador! Essa, se é que diz uma grande aquilo!
These are the voices of the sardine fishermen. Wonderful to hear the Portuguese language for effect over the transparencies.
A boa tarde.
Just realized I said sardine fishermen. Actually, they're selling sardines and all different types of fish. They're just the fishermen.
Pork is only produced in Portugal, and it is the oldest delimited bounded land existing in producing wine. Much before than in France, in 1758, all the region producing port wine was bounded. And since that epoch until now, port wine is only produced in that delimited region.
Around the Porto area,
around the Douro. Near Oporto, around the Douro region, in the valley of Douro and all the other rivers' affluents. Mm-hmm. Perhaps there, I think, if you can have better...
How many people are employed in the port industry?
Well, it is difficult to give you an answer because it depends on the period of the year. Naturally, during the harvest season, there are much more people working on it because it is necessary to cut all the grapes. Although I must say that everybody living in that region is working for port wine from the beginning until the wine flows into the barrels and is transported to Oporto. But on the harvest period, everybody from the neighborhood is coming to make the harvest. You see, port wine is quite a typical and characteristic wine, not only the way how it is produced and it is cultivated, but also by the way how it is matured. And the port wine is made, if you wish to have a white wine, you go using 15 different qualities of grapes, and to make a red one you might employ even 24 or 25 different qualities of grapes, each one giving a special characteristic to the wine. Some ones are giving the taste, other ones giving the flavor, other ones giving the color, and so on, as it is easy to understand it. But if you wish to have a white wine, you are only using white grapes. If you wish to have a red one, naturally only red grapes. But you would ask me, how is it that wine has so different colors? Oh, it is quite easy and to understand it. Because wine is always living, even when it is in the bottle, is always breathing through the cork or through the wood. And that makes that white wine, when it was young, it has quite a color similar to the one of the straw. When it is old, it is more like gold. And the red one, for instance, when it is quite young, is full red, dark, full-bodied. Naturally, with age, the color is slowly transforming back to a copper tone. I should say a color which is approaching to the different tone, different colors of onion. So the French people call it pelure d'oignon, different colors. The two colors, an old white and an old red, the colors are quite connected, one to the other one.
Tell me, Mr. Guimarães. It's Guimarães, yes, the pronunciation.
Yes. Well, here we are using to say almost the two last names, Andrés and Guimarães. I am rather proud for about my name Andrés, especially in connection with port, because my great-grandfather founded a port wine firm in Oporto about 1845. Well, unfortunately, the firm is no more in the family's belonging to the family. But nowadays, it is still producing very good port. Mm. And that's why I'm accustomed to drink, since my youngest youth, well, I'm no more young, but neither too old. I never feel that the spiritual truth is what makes the youth of a man. But
you know, wine gets better as it gets older.
Well, you must always drink. Yes, but that's why we are always accustomed in the family to drink port wine.
Mm-hmm. Tell me,
almost every day.
Is the inflation? Does it affect the port industry in any way?
Well, two years ago, the prices of port wine were rather too low. And according to the wages have been increasing, and also inflation, as you said it, those two factors and other ones, also, for instance, the increasing of demand, increased by itself the price of port wine. Mm-hmm. That's why port wine now, from last year for this year, the influence in prices is really remarkable.
How much
even
would you
more
say? How much
well
more expensive is it?
About in certain wines more than 50 or more than 100%.
Mm-hmm.
Normally price, let us say, between 50% and 60% higher than last year.
You have to now pay the pickers and all the people
much more too. Much more. Yes, wages are almost nearly the double.
Is that just since April 25th or before that, that the wages...
No. Already before. Mm. Already before. Much before than that. Now, you see, the harvest, the picking of grapes will be only in October. And at that moment, we will see what is the influence of, let us say, the 25th April on the wages on wine. But I believe it will be much more expensive according to the wages we know are being paid already now.
Mm-hmm. Do you know approximately how much port is exported?
Oh, yes, I might tell you figures if you wish so, but
approximately.
No, I can't say approximately because...
Mr. Guimarães went to get the figures now on how much port is exported.
In 1973, were exported, in round figures, 89,000 pipes. That means about 475,000 hectoliters. And the national consumption was 12,000 pipes and 65,000 hectoliters. As you see, it is much more exported than it is consumed here. It's about 8 times more exported than consumed here in our country. Well, you are interesting to know about what is exported to United States. I'll see if I can tell you exactly.
What is an hectoliter?
Hectoliter, well,
hectoliter is about 100 liters, and there are 4 gallons, almost 4 gallons in a liter.
No, I think it is more. I don't know exactly.
Well, an hectoliter is 100 liters,
and there are
almost 4 liters to a gallon.
I wanted to tell you exactly.
That's a mathematical problem.
Yes, we won't worry about that. It's a lot.
Yes, it's
well,
a great
it's
deal.
It's a good deal.
Well, it is 4,371 liters.
Oh.
Now I was looking here.
Which is over 1 million gallons.
Well, the United States is on the 12th rank in importing port wine presently.
And what is Canada?
Canada is on the 4th. 14th.
So we're 12th.
Who's first?
The first is France. France is importing almost nearly twice as much as United Kingdom, but who is consumption, the highest consumption per capita is Denmark.
That's interesting.
Denmark.
Yes.
Hmm. Well.
I don't think there's anything else.
No, and you do the harvest in October.
Well,
for instance, it
is very curious that we have in our Port Wine Institute in Oporto, we have statistics of export of port wine just since, let me tell you exactly the date, because I don't believe that in many countries you can have statistics since such long time. That is, port wine is exported and for many years ago, but we have official statistics since 1678. As long
as a long time.
It's a long time.
Oh, how interesting. 1678, they've had their statistics.
We just had the beginning of our country on the East Coast.
Mm-hmm.
And you've been exporting.
Yes.
And keeping track of it.
Well,
and
it seems. Yes. And keeping statistics.
That's amazing.
Yes. So, I can't tell you exactly, but the last 10 years are the highest.
Highest for exports.
For exports.
Mm-hmm.
Well, 25, 24, 19, 26, 73, 29, 18, 31, 36, 37, 30, 23, and 72.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's been very interesting, and we're going to hope now that we can get the pictures. We're going to hope now that someone can photograph the harvest
as we can.
Yes,
I will do
all
my best in order to have
wait another month.
Yes.
So that'll be wonderful.
Well,
thank you very much, Mr. Guimarães.
Yes, thank you.
Now we're in the home of the couple that work in the cork factory. I'll give the pronunciation a little later on. We'll try to get some at-home sounds of the father, the mother, and the daughter, so that at least we can have some Portuguese sounds, Portuguese voices.
João, your name is João?
João.
Manuela.
Maria Manuela. João. Maria Manuela.
Luz Linda.
João, Maria Manuela, Luz Linda, the daughter. All right. Now.
Queres mandar ao cinema? Deixaste o teu pai. Tinhas que vir ao teu pai, então.
Queres ir com a gente?
Não, queres ir antes com ela.
Para a costa, Ninho?
Não.
Quer
antes ir ao cinema, quer para ir com ela.
Não
é, ir com ela. É, pois, e o Constantino também vai?
Vai.
E a Isabel?
A
Isabel também.
Fizeram os pais.
A tua tia também vai?
Não.
Também vai a tua avó?
Não.
Até quem vai ver?
Hã? Vai ela com eles, são os quatro.
São os quatro, são os
ela não quer ir connosco, é para ir com ela.
Eu não vou,
são parvas.
Parvas, comedetas, conversar.
Não sei, não sei o que é que dizer mais.
Então,
o que é que vais comprar com os 150 escudos?
Comprar umas calças.
Umas calças?
Outras.
Dás o resto.
Outras calças? No outro dia compraste umas calças, já queres outras?
Como mais outras.
E a cinta? Que precisavas da cinta, não queres a cinta?
Não.
Ah, queres que eu te dê o dinheiro para a cinta, não é? Queres o dinheiro para a cinta, não?
Sim,
compra lá a cinta e depois para outra vez vai as calças. No outro dia compraste uma saia de calças para me pedir dinheiro.
Está bem.
Está bem, não. Não é assim tão bem.
Como que o dinheiro vai prender para ti?
Está uma prenda para mim, eu não preciso de prendas.
Não, só fazer a despesa, só.
Só.
É só, quando há ganhas dinheiro.
Quando
ganhas, que é para casar, não é?
Guarda 150 escudos.
Now for the pronunciation of the last name. The last name. Pronunciation. João.
João, aqui deu o nome todo. João. Fulminha. Sim.
Fulminha. João. Fulminha. All right. Good. Well, that was the family at home after work. For at-home sounds. just before the word never mind is the best part of the bell sounds of the sheep. Following, there's too much wind sound. So just before the words never mind, really the best part. There's not enough tape left on this side of the Rio for music, so turn it over now. There will be no more sound on this side at all. Turn it over for the Fadista singing and music for the dancing in Portugal. One last thing about the sounds for the sheep. It could be used in Spain, if you wanted, for the sheep and shepherds there. Either way, it can be used in Spain or Portugal. Now turn over for the music.